All right, today I want to talk about, for just a few moments, definitely won't finish this. I'll be here the week after next, and so I'll finish it then. Have handouts for everybody. I have a flip chart. If I don't write on this flip chart, then just don't hold it against me. I want to talk about fall into a new mindset. Fall into a new mindset. Everybody say fall. I love fall. It's hoodie weather. Amen. You can just wear your nice stuff. Today it's going to be thought-provoking. It may not be shout-provoking, but it's definitely going to be thought-provoking. Amen. And so I'm going to pray one more time. I speak against the spirit of sleepy. Because of the hoodie professor. But it's going to be thought-provoking, maybe not shout-provoking. So fall into a new mindset when we, number one, if you want to write it down, repent daily or even deal with, everybody say repent. Amen. Let me just give you the R's. Repent, review, and renew. Repent, fall into a new mindset by when we repent, we review, we renew. If you don't remember anything else today, remember we fall into a new mindset when we repent, review, and renew. Repent, review, renew. Repent daily or even deal with a decade worth of info and experiences. Even a decade worth of experiences and info. Sometimes we have to repent, not for something we did yesterday, maybe for something that happened years ago. Amen? There's a famous pastor that actually stepped down from pastoring because of an old sin. Admirable. Amen? I mean, how honorable and admirable. New mindset by when we repent, review. Review. What I'm going to talk about today is probably only repent and review. Review your mind. Understand. Listen. The complexity of the mind. And we have to do today, and you can write it down, or you can write it down when I get to it. We have to do some metacognition. If I say meta, metacognition. And so review.
Y'all gonna hear this word, okay. This must gonna be good. Because that thing just cut off on me, all right? All right, let's dive in real quick. So Hebrews 4 and 12 says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrows. It judges." Everybody say judges. It judges the thoughts and the what? Attitudes of the heart. Your heart has an attitude. Everybody say attitude of the heart. Attitudes of the heart. The word does that. All right. Psalm 19, chapter 19, verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul." A new mindset. Sounds like something new to me. Refreshing the soul. "The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right." Everybody say, God is right. God is never wrong. "The precepts of the Lord are right," even in 2025, they are right, "giving joy to the heart." Giving joy to the heart. "The commands of the Lord are radiant." I know this is going to be good. If I have to start this movie over again, I'm going to start it over again. I'll do a physical mic, and I'll navigate. Y'all know this ain't ever happened, so it must be something that... Light is synonymous with knowledge. Everybody say knowledge. So the purpose of this teaching, what's the purpose of this teaching? Revelation. Everybody say revelation. With revelation, the enemy doesn't stand a chance. The enemy doesn't stand a chance with revelation, with revelation, because knowledge is light. "I once was blind, but now I can see." As mortal beings, to get the best of us. And our default setting with our skin or flesh can actually get the best of us. Okay? But if we shift our mind, we shift the feeling. Everybody say, shift the mind. We shift the feeling. So you don't have to necessarily fight and be at war. You don't have to start a war with every thought. Consider reframing it. Everybody say, reframe.
actually reframing. It's the art of renewing. Yes, as believers, we need this teaching. All of us in this room, we're believers. But the enemy is trying to break our spirit. He's trying to break us. Everybody say, we won't break. The worship leader said this morning, God, you didn't bring us this far to what? Drop us off. What does that even mean? He's not really necessarily talking. Maybe he is talking about God leaving us in the physical, because if we make our bed in hell, God is always there, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The worship leader is talking about, God, you didn't bring us here to just abandon us, your presence. Amen. The enemy is trying to break us. He's trying to break your spirit. He's trying to break your soul every chance he gets. So we as believers, we need this teaching. What do we do now as believers in this room for many, many years? Alpheus is more at risk of becoming a Pharisee than reverting back to an unbeliever. And I was saved at a young age, or at least baptized. My mama went to be baptized, and guess what Alpheus did? I went right after her to be baptized. That's mama's salvation, amen? But I end up getting my own salvation, amen? Anybody went to get baptized after mama or daddy? That looked so fun. You know what I was getting into. I'm more at risk at becoming a Pharisee than reverting back to an unbeliever. We want to avoid this Pharisaic attitude, this spiritual pride and legalism, amen? So this week is a setup. Everybody say setup. Won't finish, and we'll follow up the week after next. But when we follow subjective feelings and cultural systems, we risk drifting farther and further away from God. When we what? When we follow subjective feelings. Feelings. Everybody say feelings. Feelings. What is that? That's something you cannot touch. And cultural systems, we risk drifting away further and further, drifting from God. So changing our viewpoint intentionally, checking our ideas and values, helps us be aligned. God's truth is what we should be doing. It helps us stay grounded. It helps us be aligned with what truly matters. Say this with me. Repentance doesn't stop at salvation. I confess, I repent, I'm saved. And you think we don't have to do that again? I'm going to make a case for why we must repent hourly, quarterly, daily, yearly. Amen? Repentance doesn't stop after salvation. If any man be in Christ, he is what? He is a new creature. Yesterday I was with five-year-olds, and I think I had a four-year-old. And her name, I ain't going to say her name, but She basically started following me around the entire conference. I said, I am still anointed. I mean, I went into the last session. My session was over with the kids. I went into the adult session. And she saw me from the distance. And I saw her out of my peripheral, because it was a trend that this little girl, I'm getting back on subject, she started scooting over there to me, away from her guardian, her parent. And all of a sudden, I said, there she going. And she just looked at me, and I just waved. And she had these little twirlies. And so why did I say that? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are what? Wait a minute. Passed away. You fool, you ain't got old things to be passed away. That makes sense. What's going to be, this scripture feels like it's more appropriate for those seasoned saints. Old thing, you ain't got nothing to be passed away if you fall. Old things are what? And you only four? What's passing away? Well, when I got candy out of my mama's, that ain't nothing to be passed away. Old things are passed away shows us older saints, we need Christ more than ever. Old things, if you're 90 in this room, old, you got a lot. You got more than me. Amen. Repentance is not just about when we do something morally wrong. Amen. Read this teaching. Ephesians 4 says,
Ephesians 4 says, verse 22, read it with me. Ready, set, go. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitudes and the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, fall into a new mindset, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. You were taught with regard to your what? Former way of life. This is the message version of the same scripture. Really cool. Ready, set, read. Everything, and I do mean everything, connected with the old way of life has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it. Everybody say, get rid of it. And then take on an entirely new way of life. That's repentance. That's repent. Take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct. Everybody say, inside first, outside will follow. As God accurately reproduces his character in you. This sounds like a turnaround to me. Amen. Everybody say, repent. Go back to the previous scripture suites. Do you guys know it is hard? You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self. It takes a lot to do that, to put off your old self. It's a lot to relearn and unlearn. Amen? I've already did this here at the House of Judah, so I may not repeat this one, but I'm going to try something new and see what happens. Amen? Everybody say hat. Y'all new guys know I love hats. Everybody say hat. Everybody say hat, hat. Everybody say hat, hat, hat. Everybody spell hat. Everybody say hat. Everybody say hat. What crawls around in caves? Bats? What crawls around in caves? What crawls around in caves? Not bats. Amen. Everybody say silk. Everybody say silk, silk. One more time, say silk. Everybody say silk. What do cows drink? What do cows drink? What do cows drink? Water. Wait a minute. OG from. Y'all gonna make me go back to the original, to the OG. Dick and Jane had a dog named Spot. Everybody say Spot. Everybody say Spot, Spot. Everybody say Spot, Spot, Spot. When you drive up to a green light, what do you do? When you drive up to a green light, what do you do? Wait a minute. Yep, that's why the teaching today is about, again, a new mindset. Fall into a new mindset when you repent. Because repenting should be daily, because y'all forgot that quick. I mean, y'all getting it all wrong. You can stop at a green light. If you want to, you're going to cause a wreck, and you may take your own life unintentionally. We can mess up some things when we don't repent. That's the first one. Fall into a new mindset when we repent. Everybody say repent. It comes from a Greek word called metanoia. Everybody say metanoia. Repent. Dr. Robert Smith, who's actually my mentor for about 10 months for something that I am a part of. That man is older than me, but he is wise. Dr. Robert Smith, he describes repenting or metanoia as, write this down, cutting off the old head and putting on a new head. I know that sounds like really October-ish, but it's symbolic of new thinking, repenting, cutting off the old head, and doing what? Putting on a new head. So old thinking exchanged for what? New thinking. The scripture we just read, I am taking my time. The scripture we just read in Ephesians 4, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off what? Your old self, which is being corrupted. How is it being corrupted? Dr. Caroline Leaf, I've been around so many smart people in the last few weeks. I said, God, what did I do to deserve this? He said, you getting stagnant. I said, oh, I shouldn't have asked that question. I was around this smart lady, Dr. Leaf, And she says, so metanoia, everybody say metanoia. That is repent. We're going to dig into that for 2 minutes. That is repent. That's the Greek word for repentance. Metanoia is also reframing. Everybody say reframing. How you look at something, how you perceive something. Remember, repentance, I just said repenting is not necessarily, if I didn't say that, not necessarily tied to something that is morally wrong or salvation. We don't stop repenting after salvation. All right? Dr. Lee says reframing. So metanoia is also reframing how you look at something, perspective. It's looking at a situation, a thought, Dr. emotion in a new way, in a healthier way. We have some handouts for you back there, doctor. Or emotion in a new way, a healthier way. Same thing, new perspective. Everybody say same thing, new perspective. Everybody say same Alpheus, say your name, same, but a new Alpheus. How did that even happen? It happened because something on the inside is working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. And you can see something different on the outside of you because something internally is happening. Dr. Leaf said reframing is looking at a situation, a thought, in a new, healthier way. It's how you take a toxic thought, examine it, and replace it. Please don't go to sleep on me. And replace it with a truthful or empowering thought. It's a change in perspective. It's a change in pattern. Metanoia, the Greek word. It's from Meta. Facebook is now called what? Well, what does that even mean? Facebook, Meta. Meta means after or beyond. After or metanoia, after or beyond. Noia, from nous, the Greek word nous. Noia, mind or thinking. Metanoia, beyond thinking. Thinking beyond. When I repent, you think beyond what you've always thought. I don't think the same way, so I don't look the same way. Obviously, when you see me, I don't look the same because I'm obviously not what? I'm not thinking the same. Man, you look different. What we should say as a compliment to somebody is saying, man, ma'am, you thinking different. I'll take that compliment any day. Amen? It literally means, metanoia, a change of mind or thinking beyond. This is the season. This is fall into a new season by number one. I may only just stay here today. You got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to what. I ain't trying to hold y'all hostage. Amen. Because I got my voice back. I'm not going to show it off. I may just stay here. But it's not just feeling sorry, but a total shift in thinking. Direction and attitude. Metanoia is reframing. Reframing. Metanoia. Thinking beyond. Thinking beyond. Amen. A new perspective. All right. Number two, we repent. Review. Fall into a new mindset when we repent. Metanoia. Number two, review. Review what? Review what? End with the new. From deep within the mind. So in with the new, I have it written up here. In with the new, from deep within the mind. Everybody say the mind. Ephesians 4:22 says, one more time, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, your old thinking, amen? Which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires to be made new. So now new thinking. Everybody say old thinking. I'm not talking about like the old thinking you thought your way into the club. That's not what I'm talking about. You clubbers, you old clubbers in the room. Y'all don't even look like y'all ever know what a club looked like. I'm not talking about old immoral ways. Amen. I'm not talking about that. To be made new in the attitude of your minds. Do y'all see that? In your mind, your mind. Everybody say mind. Not your brain. Everybody say mind. What's the attitude of your mind? And to put on the new self, new thinking, created to be, it's aligned with, now it's aligned with God in true righteousness and holiness. I can't wait to get to week after next because, anyway, calm down, Alphaeus. So the attitude of your mind. So a mind has an attitude, so I made up a word. I don't know if it's on your, I don't know if it's on your thing. So mind plus attitude, and I'm abbreviated. Guess what the guess what the word is now? Mind-titude. Write that down. Mind-titude. If y'all can interpret that, then y'all got the Holy Ghost. Everybody say mind-titude. What's the attitude of your mind? Everybody say mind. Let's talk about the mind for two minutes. This is definitely got to give credit to Dr. Leaf. And you guys may be familiar with this. You may not be familiar with this. But remember, I started today's teaching with the devil can beat your brains out, for lack of better words, in areas where you don't know or understand. I was talking to a musician yesterday in Florence, South Carolina, and Barry said, he said, Alphys, my wife said, he said, this is going to sound funny. He said, but I'm going to tell you what she said. I'm going to see what you think. He said, people are crazy. He said, that's what my wife said. He said, people crazy. Just think about that. And I just sat there and I thought about it. He said, my wife said, people crazy. What does that really mean? I said, your wife said it. He said, she just said that. And he said, man, I had to sit there and think. And I just started laughing. I said, that ain't laughable. Because the more you think about that, people are only as crazy as their what? All of these movies come from a what? Paintings come from a painter. Messages come from a what? From a mind. Information comes from what? A mind. When you see movies, just know there was a skin, there was flesh, there was a mind, not even flesh and skin, there was a mind that actually wrote it on paper, that created that. A mind created that movie. My goodness, people are crazy because there's a lot of crazy movies. The mind is made up of three parts. Everybody say three parts. Three parts. The conscious mind, please don't go to sleep. The subconscious and the non-conscious. The mind, not the brain. Everybody say not the brain. I said the mind, not the brain. The mind is made up of three parts. The mind actually tells the brain what to do. The mind is like a movie director, and it's saying, brain, do this. It's kind of like, do this, go over here. You know, just think of the mind as like the movie director, the director telling what to do. The mind is physical. The mind is made up of chemicals and electricity, for lack of better words. Amen? In my Fair Forest terms. Everybody say the mind is made up of three parts. The conscience. You are looking at me in this, what color is this hoodie? Mint green, yeah, that's right. I think that's what I told the company. Give me a mint green, probably not. I just said, just give me what you got. Your conscious mind is perceiving me. You're looking at me and you're taking in what our conscious mind. I'm trying to make it plain, amen? Then there's the subconscious. Everybody say the subconscious. The subconscious is powerful. It is powerful. You are powerful because your subconscious is powerful. Amen. You are. That's what the Bible says in Psalm 139, I believe. It says, God, I will praise you, God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You give like if David wrote that, he's giving God praise. He's bragging on himself. So it's okay to brag on yourself. If you've been experiencing progress in this room, it's okay. Give God praise for it, though. Amen. Anybody in this room been experiencing progress? Let's be like David. David said, it's in the Bible. He says, I praise you. I thank you, God, for me. He said, I praise you, God, for me. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. Listen to me. We are powerful because our minds are powerful. Amen. We have a conscience, again, a conscience and a subconscious. I talked about how powerful the subconscious is. Y'all okay? But the conscience, two things I want to just lift about the conscience. It's the part of you that says, I'm feeling depressed. You're to a point where in your conscious mind, you know that you are feeling depressed, or you're feeling nervous, or you're feeling anxious. That's the conscious part of you. The part of you that says, man, I can't wait. That's conscience. Or I'm just ready for Alfie's to stop teaching. That's your conscious mind that is deducing and that's literally uttering out in your spirit. Hurry up, Alpheus. But I know your conscience is not doing that because you have a conscience. David had let's look at David, present day conscience in 2025. When David noticed his feelings, we see David in Psalms letting us in on his conscience, his present moment conscience. Everybody say conscience. It's what you're experiencing at the moment. Amen. David had conscious moments when he said, I need a better what? Heart. That's when it gets so bad, or it's not necessarily, well, it's definitely bad in David's case, that I am conscious that I need a better heart. Everybody say, I need a better heart. Or David would say, when you guys say it, I've said it, I'm overwhelmed. You can, in your conscious mind, say a lot with one utterance, and that's, Anybody ever did that? Your conscious mind is doing that. Your conscious mind is aware. That can say a whole lot in one sound effect. Now, you know that's powerful. You know that's awesome. You said you wrote three books with what? Y'all need to get to writing. Let's transcribe. If we would transcribe your it would be 27 books a week. In this, the earlier, in this. That resides in your conscience, metacognition. I talked about that earlier. I'm definitely not going to finish after two today. Metacognition, write this down, is thinking about your thinking. I may get to this today. It's thinking about meta, Facebook meta, metacognition, thinking about your thinking. It happens in your conscious mind. Now you are actually conscious enough, or you in a state where, because your conscience is awake, your conscience is active. Your conscience is active when you're active, when you're awake. Amen. The conscious mind is active, if active, when a thought or a feeling bubbles up from the deeper level. So let's go deeper real quick. Okay. So you got the conscious, you got the subconscious, which is obviously deeper. I need to slow down. Ain't no need to rush. Everybody say submarine. Submarine goes under, right? Submarine under. So if you have your conscience, subconscious is going a little bit deeper. Your subconscious mind acts as a bridge, a middleman between the non-conscious and the conscious mind, what we just talked about. I mean, briefly, high level. It's like a connecting tunnel. It is triggered by the conscious mind. The subconscious, we're going deeper, is triggered by something that's a little bit higher. Your thoughts, your attention, and your focus wakes up. It wakes up your subconscious. Make sense? This is where your habits, your patterns, and learned behaviors are stored in your subconscious. This is where your habits, your patterns, and learned behaviors are stored. You ever find yourself doing something and you never went to a class or university to learn that habit? How did it get there? How did you learn that? In your subconscious, this is where your habits, patterns, and learned behaviors are stored. It automatically runs routines. Automatic. In your subconscious. It's like riding a bike. Anybody rode a bike in the last 30 days? Raise your hand. I knew it. I just wanted to. I just want to live vicariously through you guys. It's like riding a bike, brushing your teeth, or saying thank you without even what? Thank you without thinking. That's in the subconscious part of your mind. Everybody say mind. You thought your mind was just some little something that just came from an ape. That's what I had to tell the five-year-olds yesterday. And mind came from, your mind did not come from an ape. Your mind came from who? In the image of God, we were created male and female in his image. Amen. You're not fully aware of what's happening in the subconscious. It's that powerful. It's that fast. It can 2,000 reactions per second the subconscious mind can handle. Y'all just missed what I said. I said 2,000 actions per second the subconscious per second can handle. Man, I wish my stock was making $2,000 per second. Amen. Your subconscious can handle 2,000 actions per second. That's why you're not even fully aware of what's going on in your subconscious. Y'all okay? Your non-conscience. Everybody say non-conscience. You have your conscience, your subconscious, patterns. Patterns. Be not conformed to this what? World, but be ye what? Transformed by the what? The patterns of this world. So it sounds like we need to do some work in our subconscious if we find ourselves in a habit or a pattern that we don't want. It sounds like, how do we deal with that in our subconscious? If our subconscious is so powerful, can handle 2,000 actions per second, what do we do with that? The Bible says, be not conformed to the pattern. Subconscious is alluding. You need to give attention to your subconscious. You need to do something that would affect your subconscious. How do we do that? The non-conscious mind is, it's, for lack of better words, and I stand corrected, but I'm pretty sure I'm like 99% right on. It's like the abyss. It is the depths of the sea. It is under the sea. The non-conscious mind is the deep. It is always active. It's always active. It's the always active part of you. That's your subconscious, even when you're not awake. That's your subconscious. Non-conscious. Everybody say non-conscious. It can push experiences into your conscious mind and influence your thoughts and emotions. Everybody say non-conscious. I know it sounds like your conscious or your subconscious. This is the non-conscious. Everybody say non-conscious. It organizes your daily experiences. Me and Lex, we drove here. The leaves are starting to turn. And I was paying attention, but I was not paying attention. But guess what? Guess who's paying attention? In your mind, your non-conscious is storing everything, all of the experiences. Everybody say all the things. Like if you spend 2 hours, like your non-conscious is keeping track of what you do and how long you do it. Your non-conscious is keeping track of what you are doing and how long you are doing it. Sounds like God, right? No, I'm talking about you. Your mind, your non-conscious is keeping track that you on 2 hours on TikTok, 3 hours watching CNN in the background, 1 hour on a call with your cousin watching CNN on TikTok. Your non-conscious is taking track of the vibrations, the feeling, the information. It's like a storage center for all of your memories and habits and beliefs. It is storing. You know I'm telling the truth, because anybody had a thought recently, you say, where did that come from? Raise your hand. You're like, where did that come from? Or you say, I ain't thought about her or him in years. How did that bubble up to your, from your subconscious, because your subconscious is like a tunnel And it bubbles up to your conscience, and now you're aware. You're like, man, I ain't thought about him in a while. I'm not talking to the married folks. I mean, I'm talking about like your cousin or something. not your ex. That's not what I'm talking about here. It sends thoughts, non-conscious, because the non-conscious, show me an example with emotion. Where is the subconscious? Where's the conscience? Come on, you guys, show me. Where's the conscience? If we had to just give a kind of area, where's the subconscious? Where's the non-conscience? Right here. So you want to kind of do that. The non-conscious, it sends thoughts upwards like a bubble. Like a bubble. Because I had bubbles. I went low to the ship. I almost touched the ship. And then there were bubbles, and it comes up. Think about bubbles of memories. Bubbles of memories coming up through a tunnel, the subconscious, and then eventually getting to what? Your conscience. What are you going to do with that thought? Fall into a new mindset when you repent and when you what? What's the second one? Review. And I'm going to end with this. Lastly, your non-conscience is scanning. It is always scanning the information. You see the scan here? It is like, I'm going through life. I'm traveling. I'm talking. I'm scrolling. And this, guys, is going to your non-conscience, whether you want it to go there or not. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And your non-conscious is like, that's terrible. Well, my highs are going. Man, they gone. Pray for me. What is it doing? What is it detecting? It is sensitive to drama. It is sensitive to negativity. Because it seems like we always having to deal with a negative thought or something that we don't want. Is it just me? Because that explains it. Your non-conscious is bubbles, boom. And then now you have to do something with that thought. You don't have to go to war, but it's like a warlike approach that should happen with that thought. Because if you don't deal with that thought, you know what can happen. Amen? And you guys know the word, and so I can't wait to get to the word to address all of this, to make this connect, because then maybe that will be, it's thought-provoking today, but maybe that, when we get back to the word, maybe y'all will shout. Amen. Emotional and dramatic experiences, good or bad, are sorted in a special way. Ooh. Shaping how you remember and act to them. The conscience, subconscious, non-conscious. But what about the brain? The brain, just for clarity, for 60 seconds, is just chemicals and electricity. Okay? I'm saying just. It's more than that. But are you smarter than a fifth grader? Chemicals, it is physical. It's like a computer. Does that make sense? Just because you're dead on earth, your spirit is still alive. Your mind, your soul. Make sense? But I just want to let you know that the brain is not the mind. The mind tells the brain what to do. Chemicals and electricity, it's like a lightning bolt of messages that happens in the brain. The brain just carries out what the mind tells it to do. Your feet is just doing what your brain back up. Your mind tells your brain and then your feet to do. Your brain responds to the mind. That's why your heart is racing or even breathing. Your mind is telling you to breathe, even subconsciously. Your hands move, your feet move, even digestion. It just happens. We are truly fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, that's the shouting part when you just think about your mind and how in a split second you can go through a scene that happened 10 years ago, but it took 10 hours, the whole scene. You can go through the entire day in a split second in your mind. You can go through a whole movie in a split second. You were taught, Ephesians 4, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self. Repent. Which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Deceitful desires. Deceitful desires. In the second point today in reviewing, you have to get to the bottom of the unwanted desires. Because some of us, we don't know how we got here, why we're thinking this. We see young people all the time. And you got to tell them something. Of course, the word of God, amen. But you want to teach them how God made them. And when you know better, you what? When you what? Know better, you do better. Because the enemy is trafficking in darkness, ignorance. Ignore ignorance. And then obviously, revelation is light. And then there's transformation. Transformation, amen? Transformation now. All right, that got really personal, amen? I almost wrote that on the board to see if that played out like I said it. Transformation now. Yep, that's right there in it. Al is in transformational. Amen. In reviewing, you got to get to the bottom of the unwanted desires. I'm almost finished. Everybody say desires. Everybody say desires. Y'all okay? It comes from a Greek word, epithymia, which means a strong longing or craving towards something. It can be good or bad, not necessarily bad, but a strong craving towards something referring to good desires or something you don't want. So I want to seek after God. That's good epithymia. That's a good desire. One thing that I desire, amen, from the Lord, that I may dwell in his house forever, amen. One thing that I desire, amen. Even lust and greed, we have to hit that depending on the context. And so I'll end, where should I end, God? I asked you to tell me, and you ain't told me when to stop. And the people may be scared because I'm telling them that you ain't told me to stop yet. But sometimes you tell me to stop through my wife. Sometimes I listen to her. Sometimes I ignore her. And nobody's telling me to stop. And the people may be okay. In number two, and I'm ready to stop. In reviewing, to get to the bottom of the unwanted desires, you have to do this. We had some company a couple of days ago, and on our Ring camera, they knew it too. There was actually some company, and I told them to go this way because we were having a meeting, but they went right. They were supposed to go left. And they went right, and then one of the persons told on the other person, we only went this way because this person wanted to be nosy and see what was around your house. I said, I know because I saw you on my Ring camera. And then when I pulled it up, they said, yep. And they said, yeah, she just wanted to go and just see you over there because they just like to look around. They nosy. But when I tell you nosy can contribute to your healing in this room, to your deliverance, to your transformation, Fall into a new mindset with repent and review. Metacognition is basically being aware of your thought process, your jump shot, your golf swing, your tennis swing, your pickleball swing, your cooking, your progress, how you roll, what you're doing, your skill. That's metacognition. It is thinking about your thinking. I've talked about this at the House of Judah, so I'm only going to spend 10 more seconds on this. It is being aware of your thought process. Being aware of your what? Your conscience, your what? Thought process, your subconscious, and your what? That's a process. Be not conformed to the patterns of this world. There was a process to get to the state. There's a process. There's always a process. Everybody say process. There's teaching that affects your non-conscious reactions. Remember, the non-conscious is right above the, it's the lowest. Non-conscious, subconscious, conscious. The non-conscious is really, what if I was to end right now, which is a good place to end, your non-conscious is where we gotta spend a lot of time being proactive. because it may seem innocent, but in 10 years, like, why are people committing suicide? Our people. It's because of what was put in the non-conscience that is bubbling up at the most vulnerable time. And you fail the test and you pull the trigger. We absolutely have to be like Christ. In his most vulnerable time, the enemy knew when to show up. Amen. When he was weak, the enemy presented Jesus with something, with information. Amen. But notice what Jesus did. He noticed what bubbled up in Jesus, because that was the only thing that was there, was the word of God. Amen. When the enemy presented Christ with bread, natural bread, Jesus presented the word to the enemy. He said, Satan, man should not live by what? Bread alone. But by every what? Word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we got to deal with our non-conscience by what we do in our conscience. When you consciously do something, you are affecting your non-conscious conscience 10 years down the road. That makes sense? Makes sense. I mean, even us veteran, I keep saying veteran Christians to us, because many of us been with the Lord for a minute. Amen? We love the Lord. But the purpose of today's teaching is to keep us close to the heart of God, to keep us close to God. The teaching that affects your non-conscience could be the news. Write it down. It could be your friends. It's affecting your non-conscience. You got to get away. You got to step away. You got to edit. You have to repent. It could be a college. It could be a career. It's affecting your non-conscious. It could be abuse that happened years ago. It could be social media. It could be music. Listen to me. If you're listening to this, if you're watching this later, and you're not watching me, you're just listening, be careful the music you're listening to, because your non-conscious, what you do casually, your non-conscious is very much in attention and tracking what you are doing casually. Amen. The enemy knows, he tracks our patterns. He tracks our routines. Amen. That we consciously do. And then we have this new pattern because of what we consciously do that ends up being stored in our non-conscious, and then eventually it comes back to bite us. Loss. Death. I'm over it. I'm healed. I'm not grieving no more. And then all of a sudden, after 15 years, you had a red light. And what happens? You cry uncontrollably because your non-conscious is bubbling up. Amen? Trauma experience, fatherlessness. You are being indoctrinated involuntarily in life. And so what I just presented to you guys again, this may be the third time I mentioned this, metacognition. Put your own thinking under surveillance. Amen. I'm finished. Put your own thinking under surveillance. Let this mind, which is also in Christ Jesus, be in you. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? Let his mind, his thought process, his ways. All right? We're fearfully and wonderfully made. So understand, did y'all clap your hands if you appreciated that mind teaching today?